What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It's the Match Me Abroad edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. It's the one and only Teresa right there.
Ahoy, everyone. Як се мате?
All right.
How
hope you guys
are
been,
you doing?
Hope you guys have been brushing up on your Duolingo so you can follow along at home.
I hope you were brushing up on your Duolingo.
Let me translate. Let me translate for our friends, Borat. You said, hello, how is everyone doing? You said, yek se mate, Teresa, which is the plural of yek se mash, one of my favorite Czech words.
John just learned it about 30 seconds ago.
You got that right. Yek se mate, everybody. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well.
Same here, because we are doing well and we are loving this season of Match Me Abroad.
It's one of my new favorite days of the week. It is Match Me Abroad Day.
Yes.
I have a couple favorite days of the week now because we just kicked off the new season of B90.
Ooh, I love it.
And I've been thinking, since we watched and potted, I've really been thinking nonstop about that season. And not to take away from Match Me Abroad, but I can't stop thinking about it. It's living rent-free in my head.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had a catfish on episode one. Where does it go from here? Think about it. If they didn't have the goods, they would have teased that out for three or four episodes.
That's very true.
To give that to us on episode one, that means just you wait.
We've heard from some of you, and so far, not that many excitements. But guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be fab.
I think we've been conditioned as viewers to not get overly excited. We've been hooked in and then let down so many times in the past that we were a little more guarded now as viewers.
And Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for our friends.
It.
I'm speaking for our friends. I'm over the moon about this season. But I think we're going in, us collectively, Yek se mate, the royal we, a little more guarded. And I say, screw it, guys. YOLO, get excited. There's a lot to be excited about, a lot to be sad about, too. These are some sad stories.
Some sad stories, but excited.
But a lot to be excited about. And so I'm very excited about this new season of B90. But Match Me Abroad, woo! Teresa, I'm learning a lot about your people.
My people, your people, too.
I'm learning a lot about my people by association. And
exactly.
I've learned you've been Americanized. If nothing else, I've learned you've been Americanized because you're a candy factory. You are so sweet in comparison to Katarina and Petra.
Thank you. And I know because as we were watching, I turned to John and I was like, now you understand me a little better. Am I right?
I was white knuckling the sofa like, is this as awkward for you guys as it is for me? I mean, Harold, we're going to give you a makeover so that women won't be distracted by how terrible you dress when you go on these dates.
Czech people are blunt. I think Europeans in general, not just Czech. Like, we don't sugarcoat. We say things how they are. Like, there is no reason to talk around a topic if there is something you want to say, right? So there is no need for it. My parents, I grew up that way. My parents would be like, well, what is that? That's horrible. Like, what did you draw? It's horrible. Like, go and fix it.
I never thought about that, but I'm glad that you are the translator. You're the go-between for myself and your parents because maybe you're sugarcoating things for me. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying maybe if I heard your dad direct from his mouth, I may feel differently or think differently.
Yeah, you would, but you would also know that that's how he talks.
Yeah.
Like, I get anxiety from my dad now because I don't see him often. And when we talk often on Facebook or on FaceTime, right? But it's a little different than being together in person. And he can like raise his voice. He can go from 0 to 100 and then goes back to 0 within 5 minutes.
He can also go 0 to 100 in the car in about 5 seconds. And that's as terrifying as anything.
Yeah, but my dad, this behavior gives me a lot of anxiety. And I'm not saying this is a typical Czech. It's not. But it's more like him just whatever's on his mind, just that's what he does, is what he says. And that's who we are.
Do you feel like Czech has softened with the times? Do you feel like, because Czech will take on some American influence, music and fashion from around the world, right? You're not so isolated. Do you feel like Czech has learned the art of sugarcoating at all, or you're still on a no sugar diet over there?
I'm gonna say we're still on no sugar diet.
Okay.
And it's like, you, here's the thing, it might sound rude when she translates it into English, mm-hmm. but it's not, it doesn't sound rude if you spoke Czech and you were a Czech. Like, you would not be like, oh my gosh, did she just say it to me? You'd be like, okay, thanks for the suggestion. Like, all it's right. just, it's a little different.
Thanks. You're right. These clothes are terrible, Katarina. What was I thinking?
And speaking of sugarcoating, right? You know, you experienced it firsthand when my parents said we like you a lot in your birthday card. And you like died laughing. You're like, what is this? And I'm like,
what do you mean? They were sure they don't like me a lot?
No, no, no. They love you. Oh. But we don't say I love you. We say I like you.
Okay. Well, that's not sugarcoating. They should have sugarcoated. They should have gone the extra mile and said love.
But we don't say that.
All right.
But I like you means I love you, basically. We just don't say that love word. But you experience the way they are, the way they feel towards you. The real Czech way.
Cold-hearted Europeans.
That's not true. We're not cold-hearted. I mean, we're colder than Americans. I don't get the whole hugging thing.
You're coming around.
I am. If someone hugs me, I hug back.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily like need it.
Yeah, I'm not a great hugger. I want to become better.
You like hugging me.
I like hugging you. I like hugging my parents. Yeah, I like hugging your family.
Yeah.
But I feel like some people are just good huggers. Here's my issue, and I've studied the tape, and I know. I stick my butt out a little. I'm not fully committed.
Because you're tall.
That's what it is. If I hugged someone and I stood up straight, they'd be nestled in my bosom.
It's so funny that you said it because there is this awesome video from a couple months ago when we went to Czech to surprise my mom for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And so John's filming me surprising her and then we switch the phones.
That's right.
And you do that. You like bend over.
I know.
You stick your butt out. But my mom, my mom is short.
So self-conscious.
But it's because you're tall.
Because I'm tall.
It's not self-conscious. Like, you're right. My mom would be hugging your belly
but it feels,
if you didn't bend over.
It feels like I'm only half committing to it because I'm not going bottom to bottom. I'm just going top to top.
Yeah, I think that's better.
It is.
Don't go bottom to bottom.
But you look at a guy who's 5'8", and he can just get in there and bear hug you, and it just seems so much more intimate.
This is going to sound superficial, but I would not date a 5'8 guy.
All right. That's superficial. That's super superficial.
Well, I like tall men.
Don't say that. There's a lot of things you would, on paper, say no. But if we've learned nothing from Match Me Abroad, it is don't stick so closely to your checklist.
True. But I also...
Checklist. No pun intended.
When I met you, I was 25. So I don't say I had options, but I had time to find the perfect match.
Okay.
Right? I wasn't, I'm in my mid-40s and I still want to have a child. I need to find someone ASAP and I need to like narrow down my list.
All right.
I didn't even have a list. I had an idea, I guess. Like I knew my type. Mm-hmm. And besides talk with dark hair and dark eyes, here you go.
There you go. All right. All right.
Slimmer.
All right. That's me. Look at me. Here I am.
Someone I can pick up.
All right. I'm all out of sorts right now. I'm picturing me hugging your mom. I can't get it out of my head. Anyways, let's very quickly do a little business here. We're on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can message us there. We share some memes that we make there. We update you guys on news and scheduling. It's pretty important. So follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod if you're not already. Join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. We're covering Love and Paradise over there, and I'm enjoying that season. I think maybe there's a couple or two that's fizzling out, if you will.
We'll see.
But there's a couple other couples that are red hot. So it's a good season. Follow us along, Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Also, just make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. So whatever we drop, when we drop it, if it's on the free feed, you'll get it as soon as we drop it. It's so easy to follow the podcast. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the updated Herald.
All right. I was going to try to guess Herald's. I was going to say Herald's makeover.
Updated Herald.
Updated. Dated.
Ooh.
Herald.
And right. Here, I will get there, but I'm just going to say this. All it took is that less patterns. Stop doing patterns. White shirt, natural blazer, neutral blazer color, right? Mm-hmm. Black pants, boom.
Less is more. All right, smash like it's as hot as updated Herald. And if you could leave us a review, we love the love. If you haven't left one, please do. If you leave us a 5-star review, we'll read it on the Monday night podcast, the 90 Day Podcast.
Yes.
All right. So that's the business. Let's get into it. The reason we're here, Match Me Abroad, Season 1, Episode 4. Teresa, you know her. You love her. You can now pronounce her name.
Stanika.
Let's start with Stanika.
Stanika, who's in Morocco in a hotel getting her passport out of her tampons?
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Thank you, Stanika. I'm glad I'm not the only one who hides my passport in my tampons.
Well, I forgot where I saw it. Probably on social media. Classic. That when you go to the beach, you put your wallet and phone in a diaper. So no one's going to like open a diaper because it's probably like, oh shit, there is literally shit.
So that makes sense to me. Why you would hide your passport?
For the same reason.
No one can use your passport.
No, but they can take it away. And
then do what with it?
No, but there is this, you never heard of, oh, single women traveling abroad, guys selling their passport and selling them.
Selling the women or the
passport?
Have
you ever watched Taken?
No. What's being sold? The passport of the woman?
The woman.
Okay, but what's the deal? Oh.
You trap her there.
Okay.
You cannot do shit without a passport.
Well, this took a dark turn.
Well, Stanika knows what's up.
Yeah, well, apparently she doesn't.
Those were not tampons. Those were pads.
Maxi pads.
And she removed the sticker. And so, like, she stuck it on the passport, the part that you stick on your undies.
Yeah.
I'm like, you went a little too far.
Well, here's what you do. They sell things to hide your valuables in. You don't need to grab a spare maxi.
Yeah, why would you waste money if you can just get a maxi pad?
Because you're wasting maxi pads.
That's cheap.
Okay, but you're going to, every time you take out your passport, you're going to use another. You're going to use another. You're going to use another. They sell like false bottom shaving cream cans.
Oh.
Pop the bottom off, put in your watch, your wallet, your passport, pop that thing back on.
I mean, I'm about to purchase it because, not to sidetrack.
Oh boy, here we go.
But a friend of mine, I showed it to John. I was shocked.
This is a good PSA.
A friend of mine went to Vegas. And she posted on Facebook, and this was her wedding. She posted on Facebook, I mean, Instagram, a story saying, hey,
like what? It matters.
Well, I'm being true through social media platform that it was posted on. John G. Follow. Okay, so she posted a story on Instagram that they went to sleep in one of the Vegas hotels. And she woke up in the middle of the night because she heard something. Mm. She woke up, she saw the blinds being undone, and she remembered she put the blinds down, right? And so she turned the light on, and she realized someone was in the room. The door was open. Someone came in and stole the wallet and some jewelry. Mm-hmm. And then she went to the door. Someone, and it must have been someone who works at a hotel, stuck a paper towel in between the door. Yeah. So basically, you could close the door, but it wasn't locked.
It wouldn't latch.
Yeah, it wouldn't latch.
The little tongue that comes out where like the handle is.
Yeah.
That when you turn the handle, it goes in, it retracts. Yeah, someone shoved paper towel in there so that it would stay in there. Yeah. And they robbed.
Yeah. But imagine waking up in the middle of the hotel room and there is someone standing there. Absolutely
not
fucking not. And it's the same thing. It's like, I don't want to say, oh, those were cleaning ladies. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was the maintenance guy. Like,
yeah.
It was someone who works at a hotel, 100%.
That's my theory, because they have keys to get into your room, but they probably went in the room, didn't do anything but put the paper towel in there so they could go back later, because they're going to be checking, oh, who used their key card to get into that room? And so, oh, someone used it at 1:53 a.m. Now we know who it is, but now you don't have to use the card to get in there.
But they also went through a room and they maybe cleaned, maybe fixed something. They saw that, oh,
sure,
they have some stuff, right? So they knew what's up. So maybe we should get something to hide. So if someone comes to our room, they just see your clothes.
Well, a lot of rooms have safes. I don't necessarily know how those work. I don't know how you program your combo in there, but I'm sure it's not hard to figure out. But a lot of rooms have safes that we could use.
I'm always thinking about the time that we were trying to get into our safe.
Oh, that's a whole other story. We ended up having, we had like a $20 Amazon safe. And I don't know what, a passport or something was in it that we needed.
No. Everything was in. But what happened is
I should keep my passport and my tampons. But no.
What happened is that it was the electronic, it has an electronic pin pad, and the battery died.
Yeah.
And obviously we lost the key because we had moved.
Yeah.
And so it was dead. Guys,
company?
Locksmith guy. He was wrestling the safe.
Crowbars, hammers, drills.
I was like laughing so hard because I should have written a review. I would be like, guys, it's a great safe, but don't let the battery die or lose the key because you will never get what's inside.
It honestly took this locksmith, a professional locksmith, it took him over an hour.
Yeah, more.
He finally just tore that thing to shreds.
It was so
with
loud.
With drills and he was in
and
the
hallway.
And I was
nervous. I was like, our passports and my green card, and is it going to be okay?
Yeah.
It was, but that was wild.
Yeah.
So and I always think about it when we travel. I was like, should we put our stuff in? And I'm like, oh, what if that happens?
So, okay. Stanika went with the classic tampon route. I say pop on Amazon, get yourself a false bottom shaving cream bottle or something. But you do you. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is Stanika, she's got a new date coming up, which involves a little road trip action with Nina.
Yes, because the date is in Rabat, capital of Morocco.
Shout out to Osama.
That's where Debbie wanted to live.
I was hoping Nina was going to be like, so for the date, we're going to be going to a poetry reading.
that would be funny.
So Stanika had a great time with Nordine.
A little too good because now she's like, another date. But she's also open to the process. So she's like, let me go through with what Nina planned for me.
Yeah, Nordine, to remind everyone, he was also vibing Stanika, but he's got some VIPs in town. He's a tour guide, so he's got to give the VIP tour. And so he's going to be away for a little time.
But he wants to see her again.
Yeah, he's still into her. And so in the meantime, Stanika's got a date with a new man, Salah.
Salah, who his family owns a restaurant. He likes motorcycles, cars. Apparently, he's good looking. And Nina thinks that he's a good match, even though he doesn't speak English a lot.
All right. So for the date, they're going to go to the family restaurant.
And then we learned something about Nina. She does not speak the Arabic that they speak in Morocco, because it's a different dialect. She said, I speak Arabic, but I don't understand the dialect. So her friend is also going on the date with them to translate. So it's going to be a full house.
Okay. I would appreciate just a moment for what I'm going to say, because I'll repeat myself.
Okay.
They're going to go on a date at the family restaurant. Teresa.
Why are you being like that? Did I talk over you?
Well, you just brushed by me when I'm trying to make a point here. I have a point.
All right. I also have a point.
Where are they going to have a date?
You say it because you seem to be really, really all about it.
The family restaurant where he works.
Yes. The family business.
Remember when I said last week when she went on a date with Nordine? And he took her on a little tour of the city, and he's a tour guide. And I was like, why is Stanika going on a date to this guy's work? And then I said, oh, it would be like if you went to a bar where a bartender worked and he had you sit at the bar and he was working, but you're on a date. It's happening again, Teresa. They're going to a family restaurant where he works. Can Stanika go on a date outside of somebody's employment or occupation?
Listen, no, the David Nordin was great. I liked it a lot. And then being a tour guide is a plus. What were they supposed to do? Like, he was supposed to not take her anywhere to avoid that?
Go to a restaurant. Sit at a restaurant. Go to a park. Walk around a park. But he gave her a tour. He was like, this is one of my most popular tours.
But it's
good
because she's never been there. She's never been outside of the U.S.
I know.
It's not like, oh, I've been to Morocco 10 times. Let's go and have a drink.
Well, now I'm just finding it comical that she's going to everyone's place of employment.
Well, I see your point now. Okay. More so than with Nordin.
Okay. The other issue, it's not just, oh, I'm going to where this man works. It's his entire family's going to be there and I'm going to meet them all at once.
It's a family restaurant.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be him, the family, Nina, and the translator.
There you go.
What happened with a classic date? It's like 101.
What happened? Not for Stanika. The more the merrier.
But anyways, second date for Stanika with Sala. Right. They get to the restaurant. She meets the translator and they're kind of like sitting around. And here comes Sala.
Yeah.
Bringing her flowers. And we learn that she likes it.
It's a classic move. At least this date, she has somewhere to put them. She can put them on the table. She doesn't have to walk around the city holding them for hours.
True, but she liked it.
So flowers, good, strong start. He's also a good looking guy. He's muscly. He has good hair.
She likes what she sees.
Stanika is digging Sala.
For about 2 minutes before his brother Mohammed joins them. And Stanika's very confused.
She's like, wait, okay, what's going on? And it turns out Mohammed's there to ask some questions. And you may say, oh, okay, well, Mohammed's an English speaker. This makes sense. Maybe he'll translate. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can talk to Stanika. No. No, he speaks less English than Sala does.
Yes, he's like, what's your job? Why do you use a matchmaker?
Mm-hmm.
And Stanika's like, well, I had a bad luck with guys. I was being cheated on. And I realized I just need someone who's going to take it seriously. And Mohammed is like, don't you think you are at fault?
So,
started
strong and now slowly veering off course. And then, if the party wasn't big enough, mom and dad enter the chat. Sala's mom and dad come also carrying flowers.
And Nina is like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this wasn't planned.
Yeah. This is a lot for a first date.
Yes. And then something happened and Mohammed and Sala leave and they follow the parents. And you kind of hear Sala telling mom, What are you doing here? I don't even know if this is going to work out.
I loved how like they're all at the table. And then Sala's like, excuse me, please. I'll be back. And Stanika goes, who takes a break on a date? He called like time out on the date. He's like, please hold. I'll be back in a second. And then, yeah, he just goes outside and starts arguing with his family.
I don't think this is going to be a love connection, but
No. No. Well, she still got Nordin, who we should say they were texting. Nordin was reaching out to her. He wanted to stay in touch. He had a great time on the date. So that's all positive.
She needs someone more mature. I think Sala seems like a nice guy, but he's a mama's boy.
Yeah. So what's going on here? What was the bickering about?
What do you mean?
Why did he stand up in the middle of the date and then go out and have this argument with his parents?
I just told you. I think mom and dad came to see his future wife. He's telling them, wait, like, come on. Like, I don't even know if this is going to work.
But why did he get up all of a sudden? Like,
he followed mom and dad.
Okay.
He kind of sent them away and then he followed them.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, and maybe I misread it, but I'm pretty sure mom, when she showed up, was like, I wanted to come and welcome her to the family.
Yeah.
It's very forward.
Yeah. But that's what happens in some of these cultures. You're being matched and you marry and have kids.
Yeah.
Like so I think mom thinks, oh, this is it.
Well, even Nina said as they were driving there, because Tanika's like, I'm going to meet the family. This seems fast. And Nina's like, well, welcome to Morocco. And also, you're only here for a couple of weeks. So snap, we don't have much time. So yeah, it was definitely an interesting date, to say the least.
Yes.
All right. I think before we go any further, we should take a quick break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we will. Things are going to get sexy, Theresa.
Speaking of interesting dates.
Things are going to get sexy, all right? We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Ahoy, Jonathan.
Ahoy, Theresa.
Are you ready to go to Colombia?
Let's do it. Natalie's got a date. Her first date in Colombia.
With Stewar.
Stewar. Or Caesar or Seawater.
So I'm starting to question Juan. Because
okay.
Juan is like, I match her up with Stewar. He doesn't speak English, but I think they will understand each other. Also, he's very different from what her mom would pick. I get that part, but matching her with someone that she cannot communicate with, like, communication is the biggest part
big.
Of the relationship.
It's pretty important, especially when you don't have much time to get to know someone. There's no time to play games.
Yeah. And if you, I have to say this, but I think Stewart was out to get a nice one-night stand and then move on, right?
Yeah. I'd also say if you have to spend the first 20 minutes of your day trying to figure out how to pronounce the guy's name, not the best sign that you're going to have great communication.
Yeah, but you just, not even that. If you don't speak the same language, not even a little bit, it's not going to fly. I hate to say that.
I'm with you. Not without a good internet connection. Shout out to my boy Scott of Scott and Lydia.
But what do you mean?
He was struggling to use the translator because of the poor internet.
Well, that wasn't Lydia. I think it was her phone.
What do you mean? Scott couldn't connect to the internet.
Well, just use your phone. Use your data and pay for it.
Oh, well, come on, Theresa. Do I have to remind you?
Lydia was trying to use her phone too, and it wasn't working.
It's some tough times.
Yeah.
So Seawater seemed very happy to be on this date. He was hugging.
Did you call him Seawater?
I'm just whatever Natalie called our man Stewar. Yeah, Seawater. So Natalie's also happy with what she sees because she's like, oh, my mom would never set me up with someone like Stewar.
Like tattoos and muscles and he's a personal trainer.
Here's what I picked up on immediately. It seemed like they were dressed for different dates. Like Stewar was dressed for a UFC fight. Natalie looked like she was going on a picnic.
I think they were dressed for the same date. They're just two very different people.
Okay. All right. So they're walking to a restaurant, cafe, bar, and Seawater tries to hold Natalie's hand.
Oh, he didn't try. He just went for it.
He went for it.
And Natalie's like, do you mind? Like,
hell no.
So we don't hold hands? Like, oh.
So right there, that's a pretty big sign
from
Natalie.
She's such a sweet, cute little girl. I don't even see her with a guy. I see her walking around with a bunny.
Okay. But that's a pretty big sign you should pick up on. If he's trying to hold hands and she's saying no, that he's going to try to progress it to a one-night stand by the end of this date.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, read the room, Seawater.
Yeah, well, I don't think Seawater is looking for love.
I like when you say it.
I don't think he's looking for love and marriage. I think he's looking for like, all right, who am I banging tonight?
But he's playing the game. They're at this restaurant. They're doing shots. And he's like, what's your favorite music?
And
a question that has stumped women on first dates everywhere.
Very true.
I'm looking at Theresa.
And it took them about 5 minutes to figure out what he's saying because he was saying favorite and she did not understand.
Fiber? My fiber? My what? Natalie's like, I like everything but the uns, 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 uns.
And he's like, uns, 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 I like.
That's the sound my bed makes. But then she's like, well, what's your favorite? And he goes, corridos, and he tries to translate it on his phone, corridos, and he shows it to Natalie, and she's like, I think this is wrong. I definitely think this is wrong. So I looked up what corridos is, and it's Mexican folk songs.
Okay.
What it translated to somehow, some way, was cum shots.
I don't even know what a cum shot is.
Oh, Theresa.
Like
ejaculation.
You're like taking a shot of your penis juice.
No. Oh, you sweet, sweet girl.
So?
A cum shot.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite search terms on Pornhub.
Jeez.
No. It's
TMI, John.
It is.
I'll block your internet access.
A cum shot. I don't want to explain
parental
this.
Parental control.
I don't want to explain. Mom, skip 30 seconds. It's usually ejaculating. You could be ejaculating onto a woman's face.
Jesus.
You could be anywhere, right? Dealer's choice.
So you don't drink it?
You could.
Okay.
You could.
But you don't put it in a shot glass that you bought in your last trip.
You don't do that.
Okay.
You don't do that.
Got it.
Some people do say it tastes like seawater, though. Shout out to seawater.
Let's not go deeper into this.
So they leave the restaurant. And Stewart's like, well, the date went well, I think, despite the translation problem. So, like, the only thing, the icing on the cake would be her hopping on the back of this motorcycle.
And I was so surprised, and she did.
Very. So this is ballsy. I think maybe the shots helped loosen her up a little bit.
Oh, she said it. She's like, I'm feeling the shots.
Because they ripped through the city and ended up back at the hotel.
And poor Natalie, she's like, oh my gosh, I never brought a guy back to my hotel. And this is the first time my mom would not approve. Do you want to go to the pool?
Is it a saltwater pool?
And then she tells us that she doesn't know. She doesn't know. I heard you, John. I heard you.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't know how to swim.
All right. Hey, that's all right. I'm not going to get privileged over
not
here.
But not a problem for seawater.
Yeah, they get to the pool.
He's like, more cerveza? Yeah. Another cerveza?
Can I get us a couple more beer? Yeah, he is looking to party. He is looking at whatever it takes to get this girl in bed
tonight.
Loosen
up and bang.
He's looking to corridos, if you will.
Yes, that corridos for sure. And so he, all of a sudden, he's like, cheers. And he strips down and jumps into the water.
Strips down to his underwear. And dives
Natalie,
into the pool.
Natalie's like, not me. I don't have bikini. No swim. I thought you're going to put out a feet in. I'm like, oh, Natalie.
Seawater's in there doing like laps up and down. And Natalie's just like, I don't know.
She's like a bunny.
I'm not prepared for this.
I just like want to put her in the head and take her out when I do a magic trick.
All right.
She's so cute.
She's very adorable. So she's like, I think, you know, should we call it a night? And Seawater goes, no. And Natalie's like, well, I'm sleepy. And so now Seawater has to tell the camera, I think the matchmaker did a good job, but something's missing. She's, how you say, conservative.
Yeah. Basically, she doesn't want to bang you on the first date.
Yeah. Which, again, you should have picked up on from the fact that she didn't even want to hold your hand a couple hours ago.
She didn't fly all the way to Colombia to bang and pay a matchmaker to have sex on the first date.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could have gone on Tinder in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. I don't think that was a love connection.
No, I don't think so either.
I think she's more of a freshwater.
I'm hoping that Juan is doing the thing he did with, what's her name?
I think Juan stinks at matchmaking.
I think Juan is a bad matchmaker.
He's new to the game, so there's probably a learning curve.
Yeah, well, they're the hocus pocus bunnies.
I don't. You've made three bunny references now, and I don't understand any of them.
The hocus pocus bunny in Czech, it means like you don't know what's gonna come out of the head.
Okay.
A bunny.
Who knows?
A bouquet.
I don't know.
Nothing.
Maybe.
A hocus pocus.
Got it.
Right.
Sure.
But also, you pull bunnies out of the head. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of Czech, Teresa, can we travel to Praha? For our friend Harold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love seeing the shots of Praha. Harold walking around, licking the Czech ice cream, being disappointed from his day with Teresa because she did not like Harold. And he's going straight to Katarina's office. He gets there and Katarina's like, Harold, I did receive a pretty terrible feedback from Teresa.
But you tell me first, how'd it go? I heard her side of the story, but you go. Let me hear what you have to say about it.
Poor Harold. He's like, well, I mean, it wasn't going too well, I guess. We rushed through it because TikTok on the little boat, right? Time was running out. And so I was like, let me just Damiras asked her, and so I was like, are you attracted to me? And she didn't want to give me any answer.
Why would you ask her that, Harold? Why would you ask a woman if she's attracted to you?
But then Harold says something, and I'm like, okay, he's getting it. Because he's like, well, I've been chasing Barbies, but I'm no Ken.
And Katarina loved it
because she goes like, exactly, Harold. You need someone who's going to love you for who you are, right?
That's awareness. He's showing some awareness here.
And then she's like, what do you want, Harold? And he drops the blonde hair and blue eyes and tall. He's like, I just want someone intelligent.
Because he drops a pretty big bomb. We learn a little bit about Harold's romantic past. He's quite the rebound guy. Okay. One of his past relationships was just someone using him to build stuff for her. I guess she was an IKEA fanatic and she needed someone to build her furniture. The other woman just used him for sex.
I mean, so, at least he was getting some.
At least he was getting some. Yeah.
Yes, but he wants someone intelligent, someone he connects with. And Katarina loves hearing it because I think she did what Juan's trying to do, but she did more successfully. Because she's like, I know what he wants. I work with autistic people. He has these expectations that I'm going to give him. So he realizes that that's not what he needs.
Sure. So we'll find you someone who is intelligent. And I also think maybe someone who speaks the same language.
Yes. And I'm loving it.
Just one little thing, Harold. I think we should probably change the wardrobe up, okay? You need a makeover. Sorry, Harold, you do. This would be okay in Hawaii, but not Prague.
Yeah, your clothes is terrible.
So Katarina is going to bring in a professional, one of her teammates, Petra, to help with Harold's look.
Listen, people in Prague do dress well. Not everyone, obviously, but you see, if you see some fashionistas, you'll probably see them in Prague.
Okay.
For some reason, like where I'm from, guys love, there is like one thing I hate. Guys love wearing tight jeans short. Saw it on my cousin.
I sure did.
Yeah. And it's not just him. It's every single guy. Big, small, it doesn't matter what your body type is. Tight jeans shorts. I don't know why. I don't like it. Your balls must be sweating, but it's a thing.
Sure is. Well, fortunately, that is not what Petra had in store for Harold. She came with some basics.
That's the most important. If you are not a super fashionista, so you cannot mix and match it, go for the basics, the neutral colors. Neutrals?
Neutrals. Let's say neutrals.
Just go for a black and white and beige and maybe a little pop of color, but that's a little more advanced. So you'll get there one day, Harold.
So Harold was outfitted with a simple white button down and a pair of jeans. And I say, stop right there,
black
Harold.
Jeans, black shoes.
Stop right there because that looked fantastic.
I did like the blazer too.
I did not like the blazer, Teresa.
I did.
Ugh.
Before he buttoned it.
Oh, I turned away. So you'll have to correct me. But wasn't it like a tan blazer?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Listen,
terrible.
The look, just the shirt and the pants. It was
so
good.
Sharp. It was so sharp.
I don't think it's that hot outside.
It was
so
too,
he needed something to put on. I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, not that color blazer. And then there's other light jackets you could wear. It took it to a place it didn't need to go. Unless you're going to some fancy castle for your date, it made it too formal.
No, but think about it. I think that's what Harold needed. You cannot put a hip jacket on him or a leather jacket. That would be very far from who he is. I think this is different from his Hawaiian shirt and suspenders, but it still suited him.
I think he could have gone bomber jacket.
No, he could not.
I think he could have gone cardigan.
No.
All right. No, agree to disagree.
I didn't love the color on him, but with the overall outfit, I thought it was really good. I thought he looked good.
Okay. Well, he's ready because he's got a new date coming up with Michaela.
I hate that they Americanize these beautiful Czech names.
We're going through all of your friends and family with these names. We've got Teresa, Michaela, Petra, your friend. Like, Who's next? Ivana?
Well, mom?
Who's next? Radushka? but Michaela's coming up next. You say it. I know I'm butchering it.
Michaela.
Michaela's coming up. 36 years old. She's into science fiction and Star Trek. And Harold's response, he goes, me too. I love those. And it was so sweet. He was so excited. It was so authentic. He wasn't even asking, what does she look like? What color's her hair? He was like, we're going to bond over Star Trek.
Yes. And Katarina adds that she's very modest and compassionate, which I like to hear because that makes me think that, oh, she's not out there looking for a guy to buy her gas purse.
Yeah.
Like Teresa.
I'm very excited. We didn't get a sneak peek of what.
We did not. I was really hoping, but I'm very excited. I hope it's going to be good. But here is the one thing I'm thinking now.
Okay.
If Michaela is into science fiction and she is quirky and nerdy, now Harold is overdressed.
Interesting. Well, keep the blazer on then, or maybe it's a little nerdy.
Maybe he should do a Star Wars shirt with the blazer, like a cool Star Wars shirt.
Or a tie, like a Star Trek, first of all, Teresa. Two very different shows.
Okay.
Don't ask potato, me what the difference potato is, to but me. Yeah, same here. But yeah, okay. I could see a little flair.
But maybe on a second date. Maybe he can represent himself on the first date.
Sure.
And the second date, he can maybe wear a little something more quirky because I'm very hopeful for this one.
Okay.
Because you're right. He dropped the whole, he didn't ask, oh, what does she look like? Because the description of her personality and what she likes was exciting enough.
Yeah.
And that's what he needs.
Yeah.
And he needed blonde Katarina to put him in a position that he was like, oh shit, yeah, that wasn't for me. And now he's open to whatever.
Let's see. I forgot we had one more.
Oh yeah, we have Mark.
Morocco Mark. I don't know why you said like he's from Boston.
Like Mark the Shark.
Oh, Mark the Shark. Morocco Mark. On his way to meet Nina.
Yes, he's very tall. Like, he sticks out in Morocco.
He's got to go ass out on a hug like I've never seen before. And speaking of hug, he hugs and Nina's like, okay, so we just broke like three laws right there.
He has a fun personality. I like him.
He's got a fun personality. And I want to give him more shit than I can give him because he starts saying like, oh, you didn't tell me that if we held hands, we'd be breaking the law. And he goes and like tries to hold her hand.
He likes Nina. Let's just put it this way.
Nina's a catch.
Oh, she is.
But I'm kind of with Mark. We gave him shit a little bit the first episode he was on because he didn't do his research. He didn't Google. Oh, how did you not know you can't bang these women?
That's a classic 90-day move. But you are almost like, let me find out when I get there because that's what I think a lot of these people do. They're like, why would I research? I'll experience it myself.
Right. And it's a classic 90-day thing. And most of these 90-dayers don't have matchmakers. But Mark's got Nina. Nina's American. So she, more than anyone, should know the difference in cultures. And she probably should have educated him a little bit more.
She should have. But Mark is telling her, well, you didn't tell me about all these rules. And Nina's like, oh, did I tell you about that the women expect you to pay for everything and be a sole provider? And Mark is like, no, you did not. Like, I want someone like 50-50 American style.
So to me, there's a miscommunication somewhere. Because what did Nina ask Mark in the whole getting to know you phase of this relationship to learn what to find? Because Mark was clear with us in the camera. This is what I want. This is why I'm going to Morocco. If he kept it from Nina, that's one thing. But I would imagine he told her this. Then Nina hits him with like the, well, no, the man's the sole provider. And he goes, I didn't sign up for this. And it's like, you did sign up for this. I hope you told Nina what you're looking for.
But here's the thing, right? I think this stereotype is that women in Arabic countries, they stay home, take care of the kids, they cook, they clean, right? And the guys work and make the money. But then there are exceptions. There are women entrepreneurs, women who work, women who want to do what men do. And it's okay. And I just feel like Mark just needs to meet someone like that who doesn't want to sit at home and just take care of the kids. Someone who wants to travel and do fun stuff and work.
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right. And I actually believe Mark may be looking for a wife and not just a vacation fling because...
Oh, he is looking for a wife.
Because Nina's like, all right, well, I got a date lined up for you with Sukanya and she's 24 and she's pretty and she likes adventure. Mark's like, wait, 24? Not that excited that she's so young, which is like, wow. All right. He's looking for a mature woman to be his wife.
I mean, 24 is very young.
Yeah, it's very young, especially you're 44. That's a 20-year age gap. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see a lot of men being like, absolutely, sign me up. 24 years old, here we go.
Yeah, but also if he was looking for a wife who's just going to pop kids and stay home, then that would make sense, right?
True.
But a 24-year-old, if she is the type that Mark wants, she would probably wants to experience more. Put herself out there, travel more, right? He wants to settle down and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs someone like 30 plus, someone who knows what they want.
All right, I would agree. I wonder what's taken so long because I feel like we're 2 episodes in with Mark. We haven't seen a single date yet.
And we haven't even seen that second Czech person
There's
yet.
Another Czech person. She is Czech and she's going to Czech to go back to her roots.
But
and
she
find
is
it.
Czech?
I think her family, I think she has Czech lineage and she's going to go back to Czech and find someone.
All right.
Who shares her heritage. But yeah, we haven't met her and I think there may be one other person going to Colombia. I don't know. I mean, it's only episode 4.
There are 2 people in Colombia.
I think maybe one country's getting 3.
What? Why not the Czech Republic?
That's what I asked too, Teresa. I'm waiting on an answer.
Well, if Mark is unsuccessful in Morocco, maybe he can fly over and have a layover in Prague.
Okay. All right.
So we can have 3.
Shout out to that. Well, let's see.
I'll tell you what. Czech women, we do work.
There you go. All right. So that is episode 4 of Match Me Abroad. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I'm looking forward to seeing Harold on that next date with Michaela.
I wish we were just watching Harold.
That's selfish of us, but we're Czech lovers and we're Czech people.
We are. You're Czech by association.
CBA.
I'm Jewish by association.
JBA.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but we love exploring all of these countries together. So
yes.
Thank you for bringing us there and thanks for being here and listening to us. We hope you guys are enjoying Match Me Abroad.
Yeah.
So that is it. That is episode 4. Thank you guys again for listening. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. If you want more content, join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/Married to Reality. Married at First Sight is coming to an end. It's wrapping up. But
yes.
if you want that extra content, it's over on Patreon.
Yes.
So join us there. Also, just make sure you're following along wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. Is hopefully the next episode.
All right. I sure hope so. So we'll see. And thank you guys again for the reviews. If you haven't left one, please do. You guys know we love. So please leave a review if you haven't.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all. You've said it all. You sure?
I think so.
Anything you want to say in Czech to send us off, send our friends away with a little Czech?
Řekla jsem všechno, co jsem měla na mysli, guys.
Whoa! Do you even want to say? Did you just say cum shot in Czech or what was that?
Sure.
All right. I've said it all. Teresa's definitely said it all. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.